British Sky Broadcasting presents Rocky V, starring Sylvester Stallone as Rocky, Talia Shire as Adrian, Burt Young as Paulie, Sage Stallone as Robert, Tommy Morrison as Tommy, and Richard Gant as Duke, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency.
We're in Moscow in the Soviet Union, and this promises to be the most watched event in boxing history. The Iron Horse.
Rocky faces a blonde, spiky-haired boxer. Both have rippling six-packs as they walk slowly towards each other in the ring.
I must break you.
The Russian slaps his fist down onto Rocky's and the fight begins.
No, you're right!
He just will not let him out of that corner!
Rocky!
A woman looks concerned in the audience.
Rocky Balboa is in serious trouble! Get killed out there!
His trainer looks worried.
Drago continuing to punish Rocky Balboa!
Rocky's opponent punches him to the ropes.
No pain! No pain!
No pain! No pain!
Rocky's been hit with bombs! Rocky's hurt.
The right hand from Drago sends Rocky Balboa 15 feet across the ring.
And his hand is down.
Mark, get up!
It's been a one-sided fight so far.
And Drago throws a hard right hand and stuns Rocky Balboa.
He might have to stop this one before somebody gets killed. He's completely exhausted.
Rocky rolls across the floor after a mighty punch from the Russian. The lady in the audience casts her eyes down. A photographer snaps at Rocky as he gets up, putting his mouth guard back in. A line of uniformed Russian soldiers cheer and clap their boxer.
And Balboa goes down again from a right hand.
Rocky scrambles up again and runs at the Russian, who punches him to the floor. Rocky springs immediately up and takes several more punches around the head.
Punch after punch, amazing willpower. He's cut and he's bleeding.
All right, what's happening out there?
I see three of them out there.
Hit the one in the middle.
Right, hit the one in the middle.
Both fighters are given the same advice and return to the ring. Rocky starts fighting back, pummeling the tall Russian into a corner. The referee pulls Rocky off, and the Russian slams a punch down hard onto Rocky's face. Rocky picks up his opponent and throws him onto his back.
It's a gutter war! No holds barred in Moscow!
All your strength, all your power, everything you've got! Now this is your whole life here!
And a big right hand by Rocky Balboa!
Rocky punches the Russian in the head, who is beginning to fall. He goes down.
Balboa has done the impossible!
Rocky is carried aloft triumphantly. The woman leaps ecstatically in the air. The crowd cheer. Rocky is wrapped in the American flag. Later, Rocky stands under the shower, his head bowed. He coughs gently.
Oh, man! I never found nothing like it! Came through like the champ you are! Did yourself and everybody proud! Especially Apollo!
Yo, Tony!
Yeah, what is it, baby? What do you need?
Get Adrian.
The trainer looks concerned and leaves to get Adrian. Rocky's body heaves with the effort to breathe. Adrian, the woman from the audience, comes into the changing room.
Rocky.
How's everybody doing out there?
Everybody, oh, everything's okay. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Remember when Mick said when he was fighting, and sometimes he fights so hard that he was thinking that he broke something inside, he was gonna die, and that's what he said. That's when the angels was pulling on him.
Rocky, you're scaring me. I don't. What's wrong?
I can't. I can't stop my hands from shaking. I never felt this thing.
Gotta see a doctor.
No. No, I just want to go home.
No. See
a
doctor?
I'm just tired. I just want to go home, Mick. I'm just tired.
Okay.
I just want to go home, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Rocky's plane pulls up on the runway and is met by a marching band. Several American flags flutter in the breeze.
I don't see the kid. Where's the kid? Ain't he here?
Dead!
Oh, there he is! There he is! Hey, Slugger, how you doing? Say hi to your mama.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, they don't forget now.
Hi, Uncle Polly. Dad, how you feeling?
Well, I got a few new dents. How you doing at school?
I made the honor roll.
You're beautiful,
hi, team. I'm Sheila Downs, airport security. Welcome home. If you follow me, there's a press reception inside.
Robbie, how did you feel about the Russian people in general?
Oh, you know, it was very good. They was great people. I mean, I didn't understand what they were speaking all the time, but I think I understood what that was mean, you know.
Mrs. Balboa, did you learn any Russian?
Did I learn Russian?
She got fluent in vodka.
Rocky, there are rumors of physical complications after the fight.
Complication?
No, those were rumors. He's in perfect physical condition.
Rocky, a question. Recently, the American Medical Association recommended that boxing be banned.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the doctors?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think the doctor should never fight, no.
That was a beautiful answer, champ. That's right. Doctors should stay out of the ring. Doctors should never fight. They should stay out of the ring forever. Rocky Balboa, the funniest champion ever. America's own Rocky Balboa. How are you? How are you? George Washington Duke here. Promoter extraordinaire. Welcoming back Rocky Balboa. Champion of all the Americas and all the Russians. Now, I'd like to digress from the questions a bit and pose an interesting proposition to the media. Everyone in the city, certainly in the world of sports, knows my reputation for promoting some of the finest extravaganzas in this country. So now, with the press present, I'd like to ask you, Rocky Balboa, to be the flamboyant, rambunctious sportsman we know you can be, and get his man here, Union Kane, a chance to challenge you for the heavyweight championship of the world.
Balboa, I want the opportunity to take what you got.
Isn't this bad timing to present a challenger, Duke? The man just got off the plane.
Timing is the essence of life, gentlemen and ladies. Now, what I have on this paper is the largest guarantee ever offered to a champion on this planet. I'm talking about a fantastic international extravaganza to be held in Japan called Letting It Go in Tokyo. People, ain't it incredible that only in America could people like us rise from oppression, rise from poverty, to join hands in this international event? Only in America.
Excuse me. Excuse me. My husband is retired. He has nothing. He has nothing more.
Wait a minute. Hey, Rocky, don't you consider this a public responsibility to respond now rather than later?
Respond to the people.
I mean, isn't this a question of professionalism to talk about it now, not later?
Mind if I heal first?
The whipping you got ain't nothing like what I got here for you.
So what in the hell does this all mean?
No. That isn't enough. We got to hear about this now.
Got to think about that. So anyway, I want to tell everybody that the flight over was really nice.
Come on, guys, we need more.
Adrian, you know, if you weren't with me, I never would have done as good. You're my Adrian. You're always there, you know? And my kid, having you is like being born all over again.
What do you say? Are you going to retire or not?
I'd like to go home now.
Are you going to give us something to write?
Thanks
what do you
very
say?
Very much. I appreciate it.
No!
Don't worry. You'll get him.
The promoter and the challenging fighter look menacingly at the departing Rocky and his family. Later, Rocky's limo drives through the gates of an English-style country mansion.
Hey, yo, look at this place. I swear I ain't never leaving this place again. You know that? I swear. Hey, would you like to dance? Huh? How about a homecoming dance with your old man?
No, don't be silly. It's cold.
Oh, come on, I'll warm you up, young lady. Come on, have a dance. Hurry up. The music's almost over. Doom, 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 doom. You like the song?
You should rest.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired. Come on.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I'll take you upstairs and violate you like a parking meter.
Yeah, it cost you a quarter.
Yo, Adrian, would you like to talk to you tonight?
Uncle Polly, you notice something strange about Dad?
He just took
a few hard shots.
I think you tell better jokes than me, Adrian.
Later, Rocky's son is drawing in his room.
Yo, did I hear somebody call for their old man? Did you do this? Hey, sleep time, kid, okay?
Dad, did you know that your bones grow 3 times as fast during the night?
No, I didn't know that, but I heard something like that once. Is that me?
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Excellent. Now, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Fisher, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Beautiful. Look at the tent. You know, the fish was a lot bigger, if I recall.
That was a lot smaller.
Now, anyway, come on, hit the bed. It's time for you to get healthy and everything. This is great how you do this. I don't know where you learned this. There's something out of this thing comes out of your fingers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who's this?
That's Madame DuPont, my French teacher.
Really? Yeah, she was French, sure. I wouldn't show this to your mother, because she don't understand French too good. Oh, God. Better cover that one up. Well, chap, it's bedtime. Hey, you know what? I know some French talk. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame foot's caught in the door.
That's an old joke.
What do you want from me? I'm trying. You know? I don't know all the good things, you know. Hey, whoa, what's this?
What?
Look what I found in your ear. Russian money. Huh? Money ears. All right. Anyway, listen, kid, you gotta get some sleep.
Dad?
Yeah?
Today when you said having me was like being born again?
Yeah.
What did you mean?
Well, you know, when you come up like I did, and you got like 3 square meals of 0 a day, you know what I mean? You got the A side of life and the B side of life. I'm like on the B side. But you got all the breaks. So when I see you having all these things that I didn't have, I like live through your eyes. I enjoy it a little bit. It's like having it all over again. That's nice. Hey, look at my face. Do I look like a raccoon?
A little bit.
Yeah, like Rocky Raccoon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah.
Yeah, you do a little.
Really? Hey, if you think I look bad, you ought to see the other guy's knuckles. Anyway, yo, good night. Okay,
night.
Kid.
Dad?
Yo.
Glad you're home.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll play tomorrow, okay? Maybe you can show me your English teacher.
She's pretty hot, too.
Nah. Good night, kid.
You deserve the worst for what you did. Because it wasn't your money.
It was Rocky's money.
You want to be hysterical?
You cost us everything.
Huh? That's what I need. It was a mistake. You think I thought this all was going to happen?
Don't you walk away from me. You just gave up our life. And you think it's like some stupid thing? Holly! Polly, do you know what you did?
Whoa.
Do you know the seriousness of
what you did? I understand it.
Do you? Then answer me.
The whole freaking thing, huh? I understand it. You're accountant, the crook, not me. I did what I thought was right. I said, don't blame me for nothing. I want to murder the bone worse than anybody.
Adrian, what's wrong?
Look what you done now. She's dumping everything on me.
Come on, Polly, don't turn this around on me.
Oh, come on, what'd you do, Polly?
He gave power of attorney to our accountant.
Okay. I just didn't gave anything to nobody, huh? He sent a letter. He says, we're going to be in Russia for a couple of months, he says, and I need Rocky to sign a tax extension.
That extension, that was a power of attorney, Polly.
He's the thief. I need alcohol. Rocky, on my eyes, I never stole a freaking dime.
Adrian, what's happening here? Huh? What's gone?
The money, everything is all gone.
The piece of paper Paulie had you sign wasn't a request for an extension on your tax returns. It was a blanket power of attorney in favor of the accountant who was involved in some very high-priced commercial real estate. He thought he could flip it quick, take his profit, have your money back before you knew it was gone. And unfortunately for you and everybody in this room, his deals fell through because the market dried up. And you lost millions.
So what are you saying? There ain't nothing I can do
about
it?
Well, I'm doing plenty. I've filed 8 criminal acts against him, but you've got tremendous debt payment on this property, Rocky. He didn't pay your tax returns in 6 years, and the mortgage on your house hasn't been paid in months.
Wait,
Beth, we didn't have a mortgage. Our house was fully paid for.
Don't take it from me. Ask him.
Apparently not. There's nearly $400,000 still outstanding. The only thing you have that's not encumbered is a gymnasium that was willed to your son by a Mickey Goldmill in 1982.
You can sell some things. Remember those commercials you did?
Hey, you know, Paul, I ain't no commercial kind of guy. I'm a fighter. It's what I do for a living.
Nah, it's just as well. We couldn't get any sponsors. With the investigation of the accountant, out pops a criminal record of Rocky's for assault in connection with loan sharks.
Ah, but there was... Gee, it was a long time ago. He didn't know.
Why not a couple of more fights? With your popularity right now, you could be out of this thing in no time.
Oh, he's retiring.
Rocco, fighting's the ticket.
I said he's retired. Paulie, we're here because of you.
I'm not taking the heat for all this. I thought I was doing smart business.
You thought you did smart business?
Hey, you.
Me? What are you talking about me? My choice.
You should have known he was a thief, but you're now awake because you live in this fairy tale world where the air don't move.
Oh, Paulie.
You're like a season that don't change.
Hey, you don't talk to her like this.
I'm not no tomato can you kick around.
Paulie, no.
Listen,
yeah.
You call Duke. You tell him I'll fight Kane. And I don't care. Anywhere, anytime.
No.
That's what you want. I'll get on it right away.
No. Rocky, please.
I know we can't go down like this. A couple of fights were out of trouble, Adrian.
No, but you said you
would. No, I didn't say anything. Look, did we come this far to lose it?
Well, you know you have to see a doctor.
Adrian, I don't need to see no doctor. I need to get a promotion,
okay? You
know you
gotta see a doctor. If he says it's all right, I'll support anything you want to do.
I gotta fight, okay? I got problems, I gotta fight.
Will you do it for me?
All right, for you.
Because of the continuous violent blows to the head, you've developed a condition particular to boxers called cavum septum folliculum, which is a hole in the membrane separating the ventricles. The brain surface neurons in this area have also been traumatized.
Excuse me, doctor. Simply stated, Mr. Balboa, it means that you've suffered some damage to the brain.
How long until he recovers?
The effects are irreversible.
Oh, Rocky, you have to retire.
I don't want to retire. You know, this ain't the time to retire. No, not in here. Not in the office. No, I just fought the best fight of my life. I just did that, you know? And all I need is a couple more.
No, Rocky, you suffered severe brain trauma.
Well, he could be wrong. Anybody could be wrong.
I don't think he is.
Well, he ain't God. Look, Agent, only God ain't wrong.
Hey, Rocky, this is what's good for you.
Well, he needs a couple easy ones, right?
Remember the way it is. You can't get licensed in any state. He can't get licensed anyway, Doctor.
That is correct.
Rocky, do you love me?
I love you. No, why you ask that?
Because if you love somebody, you live with them. You live for them. You don't gamble with a life. Rocky, I don't care about the money. It's you. That's all that matters. Please, we'll be okay. We'll be fine. No one has to know, Doctor, right?
It'll be strictly confidential.
Thank you.
Photos of Rocky's last fight. Newspaper headlines read, Rocky's bankrupt, Sue's former accountant, and Balboa Estate auction with a picture of Rocky's house. Outside the gates to the house, a board reads, Estate sale. Cars enter the already crowded driveway.
Hey, kid. Bike's been stolen. Get off the bike. Come on.
The boy gets off his motorcycle as a man wheels it away. Rocky watches.
Don't worry about it. We've been down before. I'll get it all back. We just gotta stick together, hey? Home team.
Yeah, right.
Come on. You know, Mickey used to say a fight ain't over until you heard the bell. We ain't heard a bell yet, have we?
Later, Rocky sifts through a box of things and finds his old Trilby hat. He dusts it off and puts it on.
Rocky?
Hey, it still fits.
Why are you wearing those clothes?
I was just going through some of the stuff up there and I found them and they feel kind of comfortable. You know?
Well, I was looking all over for you downstairs. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Oh, what's this doing in your ear?
What?
Oh,
God. Oh,
yes.
Man. You, I remember when you took them off.
That's right. First time I ever kissed you, remember? Adrian and I want to go out for a little bit, you know, just take a little walk. Just, I don't feel better, but hey, could you talk to the kid? Because he's really taking his heart, you know? Okay.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to Andy's.
Rocky walks away wearing his old clothes from years before his success, a scruffy bar covered in graffiti by a train track. A few coloured light bulbs strung along the awning edge. Rocky staggers out of the bar, looking drunk and smoking a cigarette. He leans against the wall and then catches sight of a billboard advertising Mighty Mix with a picture of a boxer on it.
How you doing, Mick?
Rocky stumbles towards Mickey Mix and enters the gym. It is derelict and looks to have been empty for a while. He punches a dusty old bag on a chain. Rocky kicks an old can and then he spots a boxing glove on the ground. He picks it up and puts it on. He remembers back to training with Mickey in that very gym.
Slip the jab. Slip the jab.
Slip the jab. Slip the jab. That's right. That's it. Hey, I didn't hear no bell.
Okay.
All right, that's right. Slip the jab. That's it. Mentalize. See that bum in front of you. You see yourself doing right, and you do right. That's pretty. That's very pretty. Tight. Ah, oh, come here, Rock. My God, you're ready, ain't you? That Apollo won't know what hit him. You're gonna roll over him like a bulldozer, an Italian bulldozer. You know, kid, I know how you feel about this fight that's coming up, because I was young once too. And I tell you something. Well, if you wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be alive today. The fact that you're here and doing as well as you're doing gives me, what do you call it, a motivation, huh? To stay alive? Because I think that people die sometimes when they don't want to live no more.
Nature's smarter than people think.
And nature is smarter than people think. Little by little, we lose our friends, we lose everything, we keep losing and losing till we say, you know, oh, what the hell am I living around here for? I got no reason to go on. But with you, kid, boy, I got a reason to go on. And I'm gonna stay alive. And I will watch you make good.
And I'll never leave you.
And I'll never leave you until that happens. Cause when I leave you, you'll not only know how to fight, you'll be able to take care of yourself outside the ring too. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay. Now, I got a little gift for you.
Wait a minute.
Look at this. See that? This is the favorite thing that I have on this earth. And Rocky Marciano give me that. You know what it was? His cufflink. Huh? And now I'm giving it to you. And it's got to be like an angel on your shoulder, see? And if you ever get hurt, and you feel that you're going down,
This little angel is going to whisper in your ear. He's going to say, get up, you son of a bitch. Because Mickey loves you. Okay?
Thanks, Mick.
All right.
I love you too.
Go after him, kid.
You was each.
There it is.
What happened to his other company?
I don't know. He only gave me one. He gave it to some bum.
Mickey and Rocky, their arms around each other, leave the ring, and the memory fades into the present, the ring looking decayed and unused. A train rattles by in a poor neighborhood.
Coming for man,
a fight,
doing the best that I can.
A queue of people form a straggly line leading up to the front door of one of the houses. More people surround a flatbed truck that Rocky and his son unload their belongings from. They're a friendly crowd and hold out notebooks to be autographed.
Don't worry about these. All right, let's go, bro. I really can't believe it. This kid's taking is too good.
Yo, I got
Rock. Hey, Rock. It's gonna get the place, right?
How you doing?
It's money.
Yeah.
Hey, get back. Right? A little look at him on the front there. It's a winner.
Welcome back, Rocky. We left you.
It's only temporary, man.
Come on inside.
Hello?
Mrs. Balboa, George Washington Duke here.
Yes?
Mrs. Balboa, can you hear it? Listen close. You must be able to hear it.
Hear what?
The sound of the parade going by, of opportunity knocking. I mean, what's it going to take to get you people to realize I'm giving you a chance to pull yourselves together again? Let me handle your husband's career and the money will pour in. You can start living like human beings again.
Listen, Mr. Duke, we're living like human beings. You ought to try it sometime. Leave my husband alone.
Women.
Rocky, his son, and Paulie walk down the street. Rocky lights a cigarette.
When did you start that?
I don't know. It's like a bad habit to come back, but hey, listen. We ain't talking about me, we're talking about you, right?
Hey, you know, Rocky, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good to see you back in the neighborhood.
Thanks, great to be back. You know, you're real smart in school, but you gotta be smart in the street, too, see?
How do you mean?
Well, you gotta know who the players are and, like who you're talking to around here.
Watch out for the scammers. Everybody's gonna try to scam.
What's a scam?
Ask your father.
Well, a scammer's like a hustle.
You don't get it.
Well, you know, like a hustle's related
Rocky?
To...
Rocky? Yeah. Rocky, remember me? Mother.
Oh, yeah.
You used to use his head for a punching bag.
Yeah, he had a nice head.
Welcome back.
Anyway, like a hustle's related to a con, you know.
You don't get it.
A deception.
Excuse me, huh?
You're saying be aware of deceptions.
Yeah, that's good. Absolutely. You're very smart, you know. Hey, ain't this where the Atomic Hoagie Shop used to be?
I'm new here, Dad.
Oh, this neighborhood's coming down with tooth decay.
It's called Urban Blight.
Yeah? I'll tell you something, this place is bright and everywhere, you know. I think a little aluminum side and some paint, this place could be okay again. What do you think? I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna be late for school. Come on. Hey, Paulie, I want to talk to the kid private, like, you know, man to smaller man, all right?
Right, like I got no feelings.
Oh, come on, Paulie.
That's relax. How war starts.
Relax. So anyway, you know, everybody's got an angle, you know?
No, don't freak, Rock.
Yeah, everybody's got a hustle, you know? Like these kids around here, they got street brains, you see? That's how they live. These kids ain't like, listen to me, they ain't like no personalities that you grown up with. So you gotta stay very, very sharp around here.
I intend to.
Intend, you know, sometimes you make me feel very stupid.
Why?
Why? Because you're smarter than me, and that's a fact.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. It's like every day you learn something new, and every day I forget something new. But hey, listen to me. We're in this thing together, so if you can figure out any way on how to fix things up, don't be afraid to tell me, because we got to stick together, because what are we?
What?
What are we?
Oh,
Home team.
Home team. You know, you got that right. You know, I used to go to the school when I was a kid. You know, nice bricks. Used to have good milk at lunch and everything. It was real tough then, but I think you can handle it, don't you think?
Go in. You don't even know what you're talking about.
If you want here, I can go here. I'm not scared, really.
Really?
Well, I guess I'm a little scared. But that's normal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, you know, I had 72 fights coming up, and every one of them I was scared, so, yeah, you know, that's real, real normal.
I'll see you later.
Okay, kid. Here's the front door. It's okay. Hey, wait, what's this? What's it? Goodness gracious, where'd this come from? It's a strange place to stash your lunch money, don't you think? It's just a lunch joke, you know?
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, listen. I'll see you later. Remember, Daddy loves you. You're number one. Home team. Just be nice, right? You'll be okay. And don't mess with nobody's girlfriend. I don't like that around here.
Rocky's son melts into a waiting crowd of boys in the playground. He looks scared.
You know, Paul, I'm really worried about the kid. You know, he ain't used to living like this. He don't know the streets or nothing. And at school, I know exactly what's gonna happen. Some wise guy's gonna come up to him because he's my kid. He's just gonna come out and try to bang him out, give him a chief shot, you know? I mean, jeez.
Mr. Balboa.
Yeah?
How you doing? My name's Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, with a name like that, you better be tough.
Yeah, very true.
It ain't easy. Anyway, I come from Oklahoma.
Well,
I have an amateur's record of 45-1.
Uh-huh.
And I turned pro at 18 and I had 8 fights.
You're a fighter?
Yeah, I'm a fighter.
Got
and now that I'm 20, I'd just like to show you what I got.
Well,
I mean, I've saved up about $400.
Mr. Robert Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. What?
Excuse me, young man. I have some business here.
Thank
you. Good to see you again, friend. How
yeah,
you doing?
How you doing?
My health is fine. What more could a man ask for?
Yeah. Money in the hair.
Listen, I got to go to work now.
What? Where? Here?
Yeah.
In a sweat box?
Yeah.
Can't be too good for the image.
Urban Light. What are you going to do?
Hey, Rocky.
What'd you say?
Urban Light.
It's Blight. Urban Blight.
Rock, George, I'd like you to consider putting on those damn gloves again. It's a hell of a payday.
Well, you know, I'm officially expired.
No, you do have marquee value. You put butts in the buckets, asses in the seats.
Yeah.
A businessman with any sort of brain don't retire when he can still pull in the bread, baby. Because only in America do we get these kind of opportunities.
Union Kane's going for the title on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
Here's some tickets. Be our guest. We have a strong feeling about this one. I think he's going to take it. That's the time to challenge.
Because people love comebacks. And there's nothing in the boxing business more commercial than a long-shot comeback of a down-on-his-luck pure Snow White underdog. Now, like your Mark Twain once said, virtue has never been as respectable as money.
Who's Twain?
He was a painter.
Look, simply put, you're the great white hope.
You mean great white dog? No, forget
no,
it.
No, right,
I ain't
right.
Emotionally involved.
Hey, hold it. Hold the bullshit. I know what the problem is. You think I was born yesterday, Merlin. Show him the paper.
What
now, this is your medical report. It's not so good, but we can work around it.
Where'd you get this?
It really doesn't matter, does it, right? You agree to fight Kane and Georgia and guarantee you get licensed in any country around the world.
Guarantee.
You can do this?
No problem.
This comeback's in the bag and worth millions. The time is hot. The deal is hot. Caliente.
We could use one more payday.
I agree.
Hey, Adrian, where'd you come from?
Mrs. Balboa just appeared. This woman is magic.
Look, I don't think you're very funny.
Look, I'm
not. Are you trying to talk my husband into fighting again?
Talking business now, darling. Do you like feeling harder? Do you like reaching in your pocket and only feeling your leg? Well, do you? I didn't think so. I'm offering you your last golden opportunity to dump this loser image.
Who are you talking to?
Adrian, you ain't working across.
Hey, whoa. What the hell are you two people talking about, huh? This is a tremendous opportunity.
Opportunity for who? For you to make money, for him to be disabled? What would you do if the choices were reversed? You have to think about that. Rocky, they don't care about you.
You want to get serious? Let's get serious. You represent the dreams of the long shots, the little people, the never-wills that identify with you. And identification is the key to public success. You're a true champion, a true product of the people. Don't sell it. Sell it while they're still buyers. They ain't gonna last forever. You say you're a fighter. Then fight. You say you want a champion's due, then do it, and I'll make you so much money, you can swim in it. You can swim, can't you, darling? What do you say? Come on, put it there. It's time to put some hustle behind this muscle.
He's done. He's done fighting.
You a damn fool. Maybe we ought to sign Mrs. Balboa to fight Kane, huh? Looks like she's the one with the cojones in the family.
Yo, you don't talk like that in front of my wife, you know?
There ain't no park bench, boy.
I'll get him.
Rocky, I'm really sorry. I didn't
want to... Oh, you guys want privacy? No. I'll be upstairs.
Rocky. Rocky, I'm sorry. But you know, it just takes one bad hit and you could be an invalid.
Well, I feel like an invalid already. Why'd you gotta come back? You're too smart for this place here.
I got nothing to do. Gloria, I called Gloria. She said, you know, she could use some part-time help.
Yeah, but why didn't you want to do this, agent? Why didn't you want to go back to the same place you started from? I gotta do it, but you don't gotta do it.
I wanted to be there so I could be close to you.
Rocky looks with frustration at the shop where Adrian is working, and she rests her cheek against his chest.
All right, yeah. You know, it's getting a little cold out here. Maybe, it's okay. Maybe better get inside, okay? I understand.
Are you all right?
What?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm fine. It's getting cold, okay?
Adrian kisses Rocky before going back across the road to the pet shop.
Yo, Adrian! Did we ever leave this place?
Hey, mind if I talk to you now?
My head's a little busy right now.
Rocky brushes off the boy from earlier who wanted to be trained by him and goes inside the gym. Meanwhile, inside the promoter George's limo.
George, I don't know if you're gonna get him. This guy Balboa, he don't think straight
anymore.
None
of these bums think straight, but all I need is an angle.
I'll fight Balboa right now. I'm better than Balboa ever was.
Hey! I want to pay on you, boy. You'll fight who I tell you, where I tell you, and how I tell you. You got that?
Don't aggravate the hand that feeds you, huh? All right?
None of these bums think straight. All I need is a hook.
Three teenagers hang outside the school fence smoking. They spot Rocky's son, who is climbing through the fence to join them.
Kid, right?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I seen your picture in the paper. And you know what? Your real man's a punk.
What?
That's not true. You want to do something about it?
Get over it! And what are you wearing my coat for? You want to beat me, too? Give me my coat. I'm not kidding around anymore.
No way!
One boy punches him in the stomach, and then he and another pull off his coat and run away.
Don't get sick now. I'm going to catch cold, rich boy.
The girl watches ashamed. Mickey's gym.
Peep and hide, sit and slack.
That don't interest you, this cup. Rocky drinks out of around the house. $10.
Well, hey, man, how I know it's the real thing?
Look at the lip marks, huh?
All right, $5. $5, no more.
You got a deal.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Tommy Gunn.
Is there someplace I can change?
In there. Give me the money.
Time! Hey, Rich, a good friend. Listen to me. If you want to survive, you got to learn to slip the jab, you know? Peep and hide and hit and not get hit, you know? Okay, take off.
Rocco.
Yeah?
You remember Tommy Gunn?
Oh, yeah.
He says he wants to fight. I tell him to get married.
Why?
That's gym humor, Rocco.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's see what you got there, kid. Get married, eh?
Benson! Want to move a little?
Yeah,
hey,
all right.
Wally.
Go.
What's a cajonies?
Cajonies. Cajonies. Cajonies is Latin for Spanish nuts.
Yo, Rock. We're ready.
Wonderful. Hey, kid. You got the headgear?
Nah, I don't need one.
He's gonna get his cajonies knocked down. Okay. Ready, guy. Benson, you're right.
Sure, okay, Rock.
Time. All right, just go easy now. Slip the jab now.
Go easy,
hey, kid, what's his name again?
Tommy Gunn.
Tommy, whoa. It ain't no law to duck. Go side to side, that's it. Whoa!
Hey,
all right, let's go.
Hey, man, take it easy, man.
Hey, come on, you guys, lighten up. It's called sparring now, going easy. Whoa! Hey, okay, hey, kid. Hey, lighten up, you bet your time up.
That's it. Smell that, Rocco?
What's that?
The odor of opportunity.
Hey, that's it.
Hey, that's enough. What's the matter with you? Tommy, are you crazy or something, huh?
Hey, what's the matter with you, man? Get out of the ring.
I'm sorry, right, get out of the ring.
Cool off, kid. All right, I'm sorry about this.
He speaks of opportunity, Rocco. Hey, look.
Going easy don't mean breaking bones, kid.
Man, I'm sorry, but what do you think?
What do I think? I don't think you listen too good. But you fight and you brawl like you was a street fighter, and I know something about that, but this is called boxing. This ain't no mugging, you know.
I'm sorry, but I know I can do it all.
Yeah? Well, not on this date, okay?
That's it?
Hey, look, I gotta work with these kids here. You guys get ready. I'm going no more.
How about you trying to manage me?
Manage?
Yeah. Unless you think I ain't got nothing going.
Nothing going. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got a lot going. You got a lot of tools, right? But I ain't no manager. I ain't never been manager. You know, the gentleman that owned this place, that was a manager. But me, I was always the managed guy. Hey, look. Good luck, all right? All right, guys, let's go. Come on, move around. That's it. Nice.
Rocky turns back to his trainee fighters. Tommy Gunn walks away, punching a bag with frustration on his way out. Rocky watches him thoughtfully.
All right, you guys, come on. No cheap shots, moving around.
Outside the school, Rocky's son walks down the street. The girl from before catches him up.
How you doing? Cold? You look cold.
I guess it has something to do with the weather.
Here, take my coat.
No, thanks. Where's your boyfriend?
Him. Forget it. He ain't got no manners. I'm Jewel, if you want to know.
I'm Robert.
Well, I've been living here about 6 years now. It ain't Disneyland. You been to Disneyland?
Sure.
You make it sound like everybody has. I know you can't tell by the way I look, but I ain't like the other kids around here.
Why? I mean, what makes you so different?
I don't know. I guess it's because I want to get out. You know how it is. You know? For an Italian kid, you ain't got a bad butt.
Robert looks over his shoulder at his bottom. Later that night, Rocky and Paul leave Mickey's gym.
First money I get, I'm going to Miami.
Why Miami?
Miami needs new gigolos.
Yeah, I read something like that.
Ow! My back is getting bad. How come you don't have arthritis?
Yo, ain't I got enough? Adrian's too good for this. It's really depressing, Paul. You know it's.
Yo, Rock, come inside. Everybody's been asking for you. You too, Paulie.
Hey, no thanks. I'm a little big. Hey, I'm
a little thirsty.
Hey, you go if you want to, Paul.
Mr. Balboa?
Hey, look at this. Tommy Gunn.
Yo, why are you still hanging around, kid? Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah. I'd like to try again.
Hey, kid, you know, I'd like to help you out, but I really don't know nothing about no manager.
Man, all I'm asking for is a chance. Man, if I screw up or do something you don't like, man, you don't have to throw me out. Hell, I'll leave. What have you got to lose?
Me? Nothing. I ain't got nothing. It's what you got to lose.
I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, maybe you do. Like, look, what if I don't do good, right? You know, and you don't make it either? I don't want you blaming me for this, kid, you know? You know, here's what I would do if I was you. No, listen to me. If I was you, here's what I would do. I would go home, I'd talk to your family people, and maybe you can come up with something better, you know?
That's... I got no family people. Man, all I got is what you see here. Man, I know everything about you from back when you had your first fight with Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
I mean, I read how nobody cared about you, how no one ever gave you a chance. And I realize I don't come from the same streets as you do, but I'm hungry, like you were. And ever since I put on gloves, I've been waiting to meet you. Because I knew that if anybody could make me a winner, it was you.
Winner? Hey, Paulie, you see a winner standing there?
Yes, man, you beat the best. Nobody could ever say any different. Look, Rock, you don't know me. But anything you want me to do, I'll do. And if I can't, I'll bust my butt trying. Man, I'm not hustling you, man. All I'm asking for is a chance. Mm. And just one shot.
Rocky looks at the boy, all youthful, hopeful, and full of expectation.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah? Come on. You really gotta like the way Adrian cooks, you know. She does, like, amazing things with macaroni, especially tomatoes. But I gotta warn you, she can be a little vicious with the garlic. So why'd this kid smack your face for, huh?
It really doesn't matter, Dad.
It does matter.
They took his coat.
No,
look, I don't want the coat.
They took the one with the collar.
I'm gonna go to your school tomorrow and just...
Yeah, look, you don't want to make things worse if you go. Can I do what I think is right?
Well, you know, what do you think is right?
A baseball bat across the face would be nice.
Paulie, what are you telling this kid? Adrian, you got to play
too soon. Sorry, yes, Rocky.
You know, I had trouble like that one time when I was in school. It seemed like every day I got chased by this one kid. Until one day my mother said to me, she said, just pretend the guy's like a balloon.
Balloon?
She said, if you pop him hard, these guys just go away.
Tommy, we're trying to raise our son so he can handle his problems with his mind, not his muscles.
Sorry.
That's why I'm going to get mangled.
Oh, you ain't going to get mangled.
Dad, will you teach me how to fight?
A baseball bat would be nice.
Come on, do you want to grow up and just use your fists?
Well, Adrian, I don't think it'd be so bad if I taught him how to throw a few deadly punches, you know.
Tommy, did your dad teach you to fight?
No, not exactly. I had
what?
To...
Come on, sweetheart, you don't get personal.
No, it's okay. See, my old man, he used to drink a lot, seriously. He'd go out with his friends and tie one on, then he'd come home and look to punch on me, you know. He'd punch on my mother, too. He did that a lot of times. You know, so growing up, I never really thought about fighting anybody but my father. You know, when I was 13, I got in trouble at school. He tied me down and he whipped me so bad I couldn't walk for a week. Just couldn't do anything. But I tell you, the first guy I ever knocked out was my father. And now when I get in the ring, it's like all I see is him. It's kind of sick, huh?
Hey, old Tommy, at least you had an old man to knock out, you know?
Yeah.
Almost didn't even have that, you know?
Yeah, someday you can punch out your pop.
Hey, yo, Paul, what are you telling the kid things like this?
Hey, he's the fittest of the survival.
Hey, Tommy, where are you staying tonight? You got a place?
Oh, I'll find some place to stay. I mean...
No, I tell you, we got room down in the basement. It's not, you know, it's nice. I don't know.
What about me?
Wait, sweetheart, your son is sleeping down.
No, well, he can stay with his uncle, right?
That's my pit stop.
Nice.
Hey, I don't want to cause any problems. I mean, I can find some place to stay.
No, it's okay, you know, it's just for, a little while, you know, right? No problem at all. You know, it'll be all right. Hey, kid, appreciate it. It's all right. It's cold outside.
Hey, I'm not changing no sheets.
Hey, since when have you ever? Hey, Tommy, why don't you come on down and we'll show you the whole place.
Sweetheart, why don't you go downstairs and show your father what you did today? Come on. Come on.
Robert gets up from the table reluctantly.
Hey, Junior, your plumbing don't leak, do it?
Robert gives his uncle a wry look.
You know this guy?
Yeah, he hits hard.
You know, Adrian, man, she can really cook.
Yeah, she's okay. Listen, Tommy, we ain't had a chance to get this place too nice, so we'll get it together in a little while, you know?
Oh. Wow, man, this is what it's all about.
Oh,
why do you keep this stuff down here?
Well, you know, when'd you get a chance to do this? You took everything out of a box and fixed this up like this beautiful, and you painted. When'd you get a chance to do this, kid?
After school. It's no big deal.
You know, if you don't mind me asking, what'd you get the glove?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. This is one of my favorite objects, you know. Like, Mickey gave me this, you know, before he departed. It was Rocky Marciano's cufflink that we had fixed, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
The real Rocky Marciano?
Yeah. You know, you got me thinking about Mickey. I want to show you something. Come on. Well, he told me a long time ago. He says that fighting is like 90% in the skull and 10% in the body. This is what he says to me.
Hey, Dad, I met this really nice girl today. She's great.
Oh, yeah, really, it's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a lot better than Sarah.
Don't change the station. I'll be right back with you. I just want to tell Tommy a few things. Honey. Hey, who's your best friend back in Orlando?
Oh, that's Oklahoma.
Well, yeah.
Eric Elder.
No. Your best friend is a guy named Frankie Fear. You see, fear is a fighter's best friend. You know, it ain't nothing to be ashamed of. See, fear keeps you sharp. It keeps you awake, you know, it makes you want to survive, you know what I mean? But the thing is, you got to learn how to control it, all right? Because fear is like this fire, all right? And it's burning deep inside. Now, if you control it, Tommy, it's going to make you hot. But you see, if this thing here, it controls you, it's going to burn you and everything else around you up. That's right, you know. Anyway, these are the things that was taught to me, and if you want, I'd like to teach to you.
Does this mean you're going to manage me?
Absolutely. Hey, home team.
All
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go for
it. Hey, Rock, as long as we're down here, do you mind showing me a few things?
Sure, Tommy. I'm going to show you a lot of things.
Robert looks sad as he leaves the basement and goes upstairs. The next day at his school.
Hey, Rich boy, how much you got in your pocket today?
Nothing.
Come on, let's have
nothing.
It.
I got nothing.
Come on, give me the money.
Come on.
Yeah,
gotta eat. He's hungry, he's gotta eat. We'll eat this.
The boy punches Robert in the face and goes through his pocket.
Father Campbell! Yo! Father Campbell!
You know, maybe it's not home.
No, priest is always home.
Oh, Rocky!
Yo!
Ma perché non battesti la porta?
Oh, well, I didn't want to disturb you that much, Father.
Not disturbo. La famiglia, com'è?
Oh, excellent. Everything is perfect, you know. Father, this is my new friend, Tommy Gunn.
Oh, tanto piacere fare conoscenza, eh? Che posso fare per te, Rocky?
Well, I was wondering, you know, Tommy here is a fighter, and I was supposed to be his manager, you know? So I was wondering if you could do me a favor, you know, if he ain't that busy, if you could throw us down a couple blessings, you know, like, one, that I don't mess up being a manager, and B, that Tommy does as good as I think he can do, you know, great, and don't get hurt none. Could you do that?
Ma sicuro, un piacere è mio. In nome del Padre, Figlio, dello Spirito Santo, e così sia.
Love him, Tommy.
Hey, thanks, Father. I really appreciate this.
A tanto piacere, anytime.
Okay, hey, I'll see you in church.
Oh, sì, sicuramente. Avrete tutti due.
Okay.
Hey, man, what'd you do this for?
Hey, don't hurt having an angel in your corner, you know? Come on.
Rocky and Tommy continue their jog past two policemen.
Hey, Rock, how's it going?
Doing great, guys.
Better slow down. We're going to give you a ticket.
This is Tommy Gunn. He's going to be
guys. How you doing, Tom?
An image of Jesus provides a backdrop to a boxing ring in which Tommy Gunn is fighting. Tommy is not doing very well. Rocky shouts instruction from the side, but ultimately looks disappointed.
Cut off the ropes!
Tommy stumbles back to his corner. Rocky and Paul are there waiting for him.
All right.
No, I need more work.
No, 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 you're ready. You're perfect.
No, I need more work. No, this guy's killing me.
No, listen. You're ready now. You're perfect.
He's killing me.
No, you're perfect. You understand me?
Man, I feel weak.
No, no, listen to me.
I feel weak. Shut up.
Listen to me. Look, you see, the only difference between the hero and the coward is the hero is willing to go for it, all right? Willing to take the shot, okay? Now, this guy over here is scared, too. You're scared, he's scared, you're both scared. Remember in the basement, we was talking about fear and how it's like this fire, huh? And you gotta control it because it's like burn you up or it's gonna burn him up, all right? Now, you gotta make it work for you, Tommy, okay? I would never do nothing that would hurt you. You gotta understand what I'm saying. Now, fear is like this fire, okay? Now, let it burn and burn until it becomes like this volcano. And when the time is right and you see the opening, explode all over this guy, okay? And you can take him, okay? It's all heart, you understand?
Okay,
it ain't all muscles, all heart. Heart and fire, heart and fire. Okay, now you do it. Remember, I'm like this angel sitting on your shoulder, okay? I ain't gonna let nothing happen to you, okay? Go,
guys.
Tommy goes back in, but his head is immediately popped backwards by his opponent.
Come on, Tommy, jump!
Go for it!
Left, right! Good body! Good body!
To be or not to be dope, that's the question. Are you gonna stop or keep?
The opponent is flawed and Tommy is hailed the winner. The crowd cheer. Tommy is in training in the gym using a punch bag and a dodge wire. Robert looks on from a distance. He has a split lip. Rocky continues to train Tommy while another really small trainer coaches Robert. Robert flicks his eyes in frustration as he punches at a bag. Tommy enters a building with the banner Friday Night Fights and Jimmy Toppy's Blue Horizon. He wins his fights. Newspaper headlines read Bilboa's pupil wins second fight by KO. Rocky congratulates Tommy on his speed, while Robert continues training, acutely aware of his father's lack of attention.
It's time for the rhyme of the bold and the gifted. Listen closely and you'll get lifted.
Tommy knocks out more opponents in more fights. Newspaper headlines read, Balboa's clone clobbers opponent. Promising newcomer now 8-0. Tommy trains in the ring with Robert training on the floor, ever watchful of his father.
Go to the body, Tom. Come on. That's it. Oh! Damn, you okay? Hey, Tommy, good. You got some guns, don't you? Holy.
Because I know you got...
Paulie watches Robert watching Rocky. Rocky squirts Paul with water. Tommy and Rocky jog in the rain. Newspaper headlines read, Bilboa's boy wins again.
Nike.
Robert works out. George, the promoter, watches Tommy fight.
25. Go on.
Robert is improving in his training. Headlines read, Rocky's robot rolls to 11-0. Tommy knocks a fighter out.
Come on, you can do it. That's it.
Robert does one-handed press-ups.
Come on, bring it up. Yes!
Robert watches Rocky and Tommy play wrestling. More knockout wins. Newspaper headline reads, Rocky's boy bombs away.
Yeah. Tommy, you know, these trunks is like very special to me, you know?
Dick, dick, dick! Tommy wears Rocky's old shorts. Robert looks to his mum and continues to train as Tommy continues to fight and win.
Way to go, kids! That was great! That was great! Great!
A montage of images. Adrian looks concerned. Tommy holds his arms up in triumph. The fights are televised. Rocky puts up ringside photos of he and Tommy winning. Tommy celebrates with a beer while Robert continues training. Tommy and Rocky run up the steps to the monument where Rocky used to run when training.
I beat the man, I don't believe it.
You sure did. Man. You're very swift, Tommy guy. To be or not
to be dope. Tommy knocks out a very large, powerful opponent. George watches on his TV set. To be the best in the
master plan. Yeah, Merlin, listen, got an idea. I think we can find the nail bell boy. Go
for it! Outside the school, Robert and Jewel are approached by the bullies.
They're waiting again. Yeah. You don't got enough money, I got almost $1.
Save it. Slow it again, bimbo! Hey, Ben, what you got in the gas?
Shut up.
Hey, stop! Come on, what, you not talking to me?
Hey, I'm gonna pound your teeth out.
Go for it!
What'd he say? Punk's losing his mind, what'd you say?
Go for it!
Do it!
The bully swings at Robert, who ducks and punches him in the face. The fence becomes covered in children clinging like monkeys to get a better look at Robert pummeling and finally flooring the bully. His friend looks frightened, and Jewel laughs with amazement.
Come on! Put your hands! Come on! No way! I didn't like him anyway!
The friend runs away.
I think that belongs to me?
The bully takes Robert's coat off.
Well, let's end it now. Yeah, I got no problems with that. See you later.
Well, is he gonna tell your dad?
Yeah.
In the gym.
Good, that's it. One more time. Yeah. Look, hey, Tom. You're doing great, the combination, but you gotta learn to move side to side, like a, you know, windshield wiper, so you ain't getting kicked in the face with the jab. Back
and
forth, you know, cutting on.
I got my coat back. Look, I got my coat.
Oh, hey, that's great, kid. That's beautiful.
I trashed this guy. Everybody in the school went crazy. Everybody.
Hey, Rock, man, I'm cooling down over here, man.
Oh, hey, listen, I gotta get back with Tommy, because we gotta work out. He's cooling down and everything. But listen, go tell your mom. She'd like to hear things like that. That's beautiful, you know. Okay, let's go, Tommy. Oh, looking good. Come on, lay it on. Oh, look at Tommy, go.
Robert looks deflated as he turns slowly to Jewel and they walk away, leaving Rocky and Tommy to continue, now oblivious to them.
Union Kane, the new heavyweight champion of the world.
You think I have a chance at that?
Absolutely, you can. Hey, Tommy, anybody's got two fists, right? And a good heartbeat. You got a chance, right?
Tommy knocks out another opponent as George watches. Later, he jabs at Bubbles that Rocky blows at him. Tommy knocks out another fighter. Girls scream from the ringside and watch him as he trains at the gym. A magazine cover reads Balboa's Bomber. Tommy's boxing in stadiums now, and George muscles in on a photo opportunity with Rocky and Tommy. Tommy knocks more and more opponents out. Robert watches, shaking his head, as Rocky and Tommy embrace in the ring on the TV. Adrian watches Robert and looks worried. Tommy and Rocky run through a market. Tommy is mobbed by women. Adrian reads the paper's headline, Dynamic Duo Rolls On and On. She uses it to line the floor of a birdcage. Tommy sees a cartoon of he and Rocky in the newspaper, where Rocky is in the foreground. He screws it up and throws it at the wall. Tommy knocks out more opponents.
That's it, it's over!
A magazine cover reads, Rock's gun aims at Kane. George and a woman watch from the ringside. Tommy knocks out the opponent and is immediately surrounded by lots of girls, George and the woman for a photograph.
That's it!
There's your boat, Ross.
What boat?
The one that's sinking.
George, Duke and the woman who wears an expensive fur coat lead Tommy Gunn into the lavish reception of a mansion house.
Tommy Gunn at the top. You come with the Duke, you can get the kind of payday fights Balboa could only dream about. To the victor goes the spoil. Keep it up.
Tommy fights at Caesar's Palace. Tommy wins. The woman rushes to the ropes.
Did it, man. You did it, you did it.
Hey, man, now am I going to get a shot at the title?
Yeah, yeah, you're going to get
Tommy,
one real soon.
Here.
Hey, baby, how are you?
The winner at 2 minutes and
so,
10
Rocky,
seconds.
When's Tommy going up against Union King?
We got to talk about
that. How does it feel to be a
good life, will you?
Rocco, he ain't worth it, buddy.
He fought a great fight, you know, Paulie.
Your ship is sunk, Rocco. It's sunk.
Rocky is left alone as Tommy, George and the woman celebrate and Paulie walks away. It is Christmas time and coloured lights decorate the houses. Inside, Robert, Jewel and the two bullies from earlier all watch TV together as friends.
Probably got hung up in traffic, AJ. Should have been here by now.
Why?
Why? It's Christmas time. He should be here with his family, you know?
Maybe he doesn't think this is his family.
Sure it is. Yo, AJ, look. Yeah. Look at this. I want to give this to him. What do you think?
I think you've given enough.
Hey, come on, Adrian. He's given us some things, too, you know. He's given us, like, a second shot, right? Come on, it's Christmas.
Tommy is celebrating with George in a club.
Right. Only in America. Oh, having the best, wearing the best. But to keep it up, you got to stay on top.
Nobody remembers number two, kiddo.
I should.
Tommy, a check with the boxing commission. Seems there's no formal contract between you and Balboa.
No, nothing. Just a handshake.
Tommy, this is a complex business and you got to stay sharp. But I don't have to tell you that, do I? Because it got to be damn difficult you living in Rocky's shadow, people calling you his puppet.
I don't know anybody who could have done it as long as you have.
Tommy, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to be watching the parade go by.
Exactly.
Tommy, you haven't had the big payday yet, and you won't until you fight those top contenders. And those top contenders, Tommy, boy, I do surely own. I got the contracts. It's a complex business. But if you want the best, then go with the best.
I mean, what about Rocky, though? I mean,
Rocky can still train you. My God, he's done a wonderful job. Now, look here. Here's $20,000. Take it as an advance. Yeah. Time to put some hustle behind this muscle. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, stop the press, yo, Adrian. I can't believe it. We just come up on the roof, will you? And, you know, he just landed there and crashed. And who do you think it is?
Do I hear reindeer on my roof?
You know, Rattler's unbelievable. It's like a billion. Whoa, come on. Look who's here. You know this guy.
You got a weird family.
Don't I know?
It's going to be next Christmas before he gets down. Hey, put it together for Santa. Hey!
Merry Xmas, yo, yo, yo.
Hey, I don't think you got it right, Santa. No, 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 it's ho, ho, ho.
What's the freaking difference? Where I come from is yo, yo, yo.
Oh, looks like we got a 90-proof Santa.
Hey, Santa, tell all the kids what you got in the bag for them that you brought from the north.
I got my laundry hat.
No, you got the wrong bag.
Come on, Chubby, get out of the way.
Yeah, watch it.
Let Santa take a seat. Come here, little boy. You've been nice.
Uncle Paulie!
Come over here. Sit down.
Hey, Kay, why don't you tell Santa what you need, what you...
He's stretching the clothes, man. I don't need nothing.
Come on. Hey, kid, tell Santa what you really want. Come on.
That ain't Santa. It's Uncle Paulie. Let's get real.
What do you mean, get real? You know, why are you talking like that? We're just trying to have a good time and Santa's here and everything.
It's stupid.
It's Shirley. Merry
Christmas. Yo, you know... Come on, it ain't stupid. We're just trying to pretend here. But you see, you're supposed to be pretending. It's like this game, right? You know?
I don't like pretending. Why don't you guys talk to Santa?
Hey, okay, I ain't talking to them. I'm talking with you here. You know, see,
it's very important that you spend time with the family, you know, and have a good time and just getting the spirit going, you know, it's good, right?
Good for what? Come on, let's go.
Friends are here. Maybe he doesn't want to.
Adrian, I know what he wants.
How do you know what I want?
Because I know you.
You know me? He thinks he knows me. Look, I ain't celebrating nothing, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, yo, what's the matter with you? You know, we always done this before. We always had a good time, Adrian. You know, we don't have to change nothing, never. I mean, do you remember last year when we had fun, when we had a good time?
It ain't last year, and you ain't the same either.
What I do?
Go talk to him.
Even I could have saw this thing happening. I should have went to Miami when I had the chance.
You want to talk? Let's talk.
You know, I thought we were supposed to be late. You know, be very close. Hey, come on, kid. I love you.
No, you don't.
Sure I do, you know? Do you remember what the deal was? We were supposed to be, like, tight, like cross fingers.
No, what you want is you and Tommy be tight. That's you really talking about.
Oh, don't say that.
Why can't I say it? Since he's been here, it's Tommy this, Tommy that. You don't have no time for nobody, so I got no time for you.
Hey, what are you saying to me, kid? You're like another person.
You're the other person. You said I would be number one to you. You said that and you lied. You lied to me and you lied to Mom.
I never lied to you. Tommy needed my help.
So did I. And remember when you said to watch out for scams and deceptions?
Yeah.
You're the one that should have watched out.
Robert and his friends walk out of the front door.
Where are you going?
Out.
When are you coming back?
Later.
Later? When?
George and his entourage pull up to the house in a couple of limos.
Season's greetings, Mrs. Balboa.
You take care of these people.
Behold the Santa for all seasons.
Are you guys lost?
Au contraire, mon ami. I know exactly where I am.
Yo, Rocco, guess what's coming to dinner?
Tommy Gunn's got new friends.
New friends for a new year. Nice tree. Charming.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Merry Christmas, my lord. Greetings.
Yeah, how you doing?
Listen, I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to come by and give a little season greetings.
I don't need no presents.
I'll give them to the neighbors. Look, you've done a hell of a job with the man. Facts are facts. I'd have to be blind if I didn't say a title shot isn't in the cards.
Title shot?
That's right, title shot. Now, we're going to work beautifully together. No problems. No friction. Only harmony, huh? It's time to put some hustle behind this muscle. Well, Tommy boy here has got a little something personal to discuss with you. So I'm going to be saying good night. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
See you soon, huh?
Bye-bye.
Sorry I'm late. I got hung up having dinner.
Hey, it's okay, Tommy. You know what? Adrian cooked something, but it's probably all cold. Now, look, all we can do is make sandwiches. This is no
Rocky,
big...
Rocky, I don't want to make sandwiches.
That's no big deal.
Tommy, why did you bring him here?
He just wanted to come by. I mean, Rocky, mind if I talk to you outside about a few things?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's getting late. We have to be there by 10.
Rocky.
No, it's okay.
Outside by Tommy's new car.
Hey, Tommy, what do you want to talk to me about?
Isn't it a long drive?
Yeah. So, what do you think?
Well, where'd you get this from?
Duke gave it to me.
Tommy.
Hey, you know, maybe you ought to give this thing back. You know, Tom.
And I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. Give it back? Why? I mean, the guy likes the way I fight.
It's almost 10.
All right, we'll make it.
I know, but, you know, you see what he's doing here, Tommy. Hey, don't let him put nothing between us, okay? We got something good going.
Put like what? I mean, the guy was just talking about getting a shot.
But we don't need him. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to get a shot, you're going to be able to buy 10 of these things here.
Rock, when you going to wake up, man? Watching the parade go by.
What are you talking about?
The big time. Man, the way I'm going, I'm not going to get a shot at the title for a long time. Man, I've got a perfect record. I'm 22-0. Where's the money? Where? Man, we haven't made any serious money yet. And we won't without the man.
I ain't talking about the money. Look, the money is going to be there. But I'm talking about your rep, Tommy. Don't sell out. We don't need this guy.
Listen, Duke is a wonderful man. Put the top on.
Hey, forget about the top, would you?
I'm signing papers with the man tomorrow.
Oh, listen to me, Tommy. You sign them papers, you're like his property, so you got no control. You know, this is a dirty business. It's full of these thieves and gangsters, you know, and they promise every good young fighter who comes along, they promise them the world, and they suck them dry, and they leave them when they ain't worth nothing, they leave them in the gutter broke, Tommy. That's the way this business is run. Look, the guy's like Duke. You know what he is? He's a vampire. He's living off your blood, Tommy. You know, the thing I'm trying to do is what Mick done to me. He tried to keep me away from the dirty part of the business. The way I'm trying to do for you.
Man, I ain't you, and you ain't Mick. Man, when are you gonna understand that? When are you gonna understand this is a business? And a business you need...
What, brains?
You said that, not me.
Is that what you're saying? You're saying I got no brains?
Look, Rocky, you took me as far as you could, but Duke gave me my title shot. You didn't. And if you want to keep training me, then do it. But if you don't, don't. But it's my way, it's the highway.
The car screeches away. Suddenly, Rocky gets a pulsating pain in his temple and a flashback to when he was pounded in the head in his last fight. He winces in pain.
Rocky! Put on your coat. Just put on your coat. Come on. It's not worth it.
No, Adrian is worth it. He's just confused.
You don't see what's happening
anymore. Yeah, I do see. What do you mean? Yeah, he's twisting around my dick.
No,
I see what's happening.
Come on, it's you. It's you. It's not him. You can't live backwards. Come on, you can't turn back the clocks. We live now. We live here.
Hey, Adrian, I know where we live. What do you think? I'm stupid? Everything, I'm not as dumb as you think I am. You know, I can smell it. I see where we are. Adrian, I don't want this no more. I want something good for the family. I don't want this. I don't want this. I mean, did I come back here and get my brains beat out for these guys to say, hey, there goes Balboa. There's just another bump in the neighborhood. I didn't want this.
No, come on. Nobody says that.
I'm saying it, Adrian. I'm saying this. I'm saying this. When that kid was in the ring, you know what I was doing? I was winning. When he was winning, I was winning.
You were winning?
Yeah, it was. It was my last chance at getting some respect for us. Do you know
come
that?
Come on, I respect you.
It's gone, it's gone.
I respect you.
You can't respect me.
Yes, I
respect
you.
No, you can't do it. I'm telling you.
All those beatings you took in the ring, I took them with you. I know how you feel. I know when somebody like Tommy comes along, you feel alive. But he's not you. He doesn't have your heart. All those fighters you beat them with heart, not muscle. That's what Mickey knew. That's why you and Mickey were special. But Mickey's dead. If there's something you want to pass it on to your son. For God's sakes, your son is lost. He needs you. I know Tommy makes you feel great. He makes you feel like you're winning again. But you're losing us. Rocky, you're losing your family.
I'm sorry. You know, it was always you and me. It was always you and me. I'm sorry.
I don't know about you guys, but I gotta get out of here. Hey, what do you say we go to shore, huh?
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. How are we going to get
there? How are we going to get there? We throw our thumbs in the air, we'll hitchhike.
Hey, yo.
What's he want?
You want me to stay with you?
No. You're right, I got enough problems with my old man. Come on.
The kids leave Robert with Rocky.
You ain't going to hit him, are you?
No, I ain't going to hit him. Yo, kid, when you start smoking?
I don't know. Didn't you ever smoke?
Yeah, I done a lot of bad things, you know.
So?
So I wised up.
Okay, so maybe I'll wise up someday, too.
Maybe tonight's a good night for both of us to start this wising up thing.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I gotta worry about it. I mean, the deal was we were supposed to be tight, right?
What about Tommy? You tight with him, too, huh?
Yeah, well, that was yesterday, you know. You know, kid, you remember you were telling me a long time ago about deceptions, and I was talking about the scams, and I should have listened to you. I was trying to teach you, all right? But you were teaching me, and I didn't wise up, and I didn't know, and I made mistakes, and I do things, you know what? It bothers me, you know, because I forget a lot of things, and I just
Rocky tries to kiss Robert on the cheek. Robert turns away and stares ahead.
I know I made a few mistakes, you know, that's... But I would love to hang out with you again. Just you and me. I swear to God, it's just gonna be you and me this time.
Home team?
Yeah. Home team.
Hey, kid, you wanna hear a joke?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tuna fish.
Tuna fish, oh.
You can tune a piano, but you cannot tune a fish.
Ha, well, you're getting better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
An electronic display board advertises the fight between Gunn and Kane.
All right, folks, lock the door and hide the kids. It's time to wage war!
Tommy Gunn has been said to be such a student of Rocky Balboa's style, he's been nicknamed by the press the Clone Ranger.
It's the red corner.
Relax, Rocco. He ain't worth the stress.
Hey, employee.
Turbo charge! Tommy the Machine Gunn!
The audience hold banners reading Rocky Champ number one and do the thumbs down gesture.
Boy, looks like the fans are unhappy with Tommy Gunn for leaving Rocky Balboa behind.
Boy, yeah, of course. He's nobody's sweetheart, that kid.
Robert comes down the stairs into the basement carrying a drawing pad.
Heavyweight champion, Union Kane!
Looks like he's in great shape, don't he, Paul?
The referee, Cappuccino, calling both fighters to the center.
Oh, Tommy, you're looking good. He's a little tight. He's nervous, you know? Like the way I felt when I was fighting with Apollo, you know?
Rocco, he ain't real hard. He never was, that kid.
Come on, give him a break, would you?
The fighters bounce into the ring.
All right, come on, Tommy. Do what you was told. In and out, side to side. Don't eat the jab.
Kane lands a right hook. Tommy stumbles.
I didn't hit with everything but the ring post.
Come on, Kane, let's rumble. Go for it, Kane.
Come on, Tommy. What's the matter with you, Kane? That's it!
Rocky startles Paulie as he punches a bag beside him. Tommy punches his opponent into a corner.
Slip the jab. Move that side to side, back and forth like a metronome. Slip side, side. That's it!
As Tommy fights in the ring on the TV, Rocky punches his bag as though it is him there. Adrian and Robert sit on the basement steps watching Rocky. They're disturbed by his response.
You see what? He remembers everything. All right, come on, Tommy. I'm in there, man. Do what I'm doing. Do what I'm doing. Back up. Side to side. That's it. Yep. Oh. Come on, King. Don't let him up. Don't let off him.
Tommy floors his opponent. The audience stand up to see better. They don't look happy. Rocky at home and George in the crowd at the fight cheer and punch the air.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You're out!
The audience boo as Tommy stands on a corner post, his hands in the air. Adrian shakes her head.
Champion of the world. How do you feel?
Never better. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with these people, but...
Because you're not a champion. You're a crumbug dirtbag.
Hey, come on, boy. Give him a break. Do something.
Long live the king!
Yes! I'd like to say thank you. I'd like to thank the man who made this happen. And I'd like to thank the man who made me believe that all this could happen. The man who's been like an angel on my shoulder. Mr. George Washington Duke! Yeah!
And there you have it, a new champion of the world, Tommy the Machine Gunn. Boy, I'll tell you, a big surprise, at least to me, that the new champion, Fang Duke, instead of the guy that got him.
Yeah.
This crowd is unhappy. And the only person...
Tommy holds his belt aloft as the crowd hold up pro-Rocky banners and boo him.
Too much TV is bad for your eyes.
No, my eyes are okay.
Too much TV is bad for my ears.
Yeah. Yeah, Slugger. Good fight, huh?
It's okay, Dad. You're the real champ around here. I made this for you.
Oh, yeah? Beautiful.
Rocco, let's put our teeth around a few brews, okay?
Sure.
I can lose the company.
Yeah, good idea.
Do you actually go out with your Uncle Paulie?
If I can watch TV?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, listen. Yeah, you can watch TV, okay, but don't stay up too late. You gotta get them bones going.
All right.
Okay. Oh. Wow, what a fight.
Yeah.
Something. Jeez.
I told you you could give him everything, but you can't give him your heart.
Oh, it's okay, Adrian. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Sorry. Hey, kid, don't you stay up too late, okay? I was afraid.
Are you okay?
I won't be out too late.
Okay.
See you, champ.
Yeah. Have a good time with Uncle Paulie.
Yeah.
Rocky stomps slowly up the stairs. Adrian watches him go and then bows her head. Duke at a press conference.
The youngest heavyweight champion of all time, Tommy the Machine Gunn!
You think the fight was too easy?
Hey, I mean, if you get shot, but I was never hurt. I mean, I'm just glad to be the champ,
Tommy, don't you think that this looked more like a Philadelphia sparring session at times instead of a championship match? It looked like it broke a sweat.
Yeah, very observant. Union Kane wasn't feeling that good, but Tommy Gunn would have done the same thing if Union was 100%.
100%? He fought like he didn't have a heartbeat. Come on!
Everybody knows that Kane is just a paper champion.
Yeah, what do you mean by paper champion?
It means Kane's title was manufactured. He never won it from Balboa.
Gentlemen, get a bar break. Union Kane is for real.
Tommy, you ever think you're going to get off from underneath Rocky Balboa's shadow?
Man, I won the title. What more do I have to do?
I'll tell you what you have to do. You've got to fight some real opponents, right?
Man, I beat Balboa the best tonight.
The best? This guy's a bum. He doesn't even deserve a shot at the title.
Gentlemen. Whoa. We're getting carried away. Now, Union Kane was the recognized champ. Next question.
We know the rating system can be manipulated. The bottom line is Tommy Gunn beat a second-rate fighter with so much glass in his jaw, he ought to be a chandelier.
Say what you want, but this man will prove to be a great champion.
He might win a few fights, but a Rocky Balboa he'll never be.
No. He's no Rocky Balboa. Let's face it, there's only one Balboa. Now, Balboa was a true people's champion, but in time, Tommy Gunn may be able to fill his shoes. Next one.
Not by fighting stiffs like Kane, he won't.
Hey, man, I'll fight anybody, anywhere.
When are you going to fight a real fight?
Gentlemen, come on. Well, thank you for coming tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
I got something for you. For your next fight, why don't you fight the redhead in the front row? I hear she comes real cheap. What about you?
We look forward to seeing you at Tommy Gunn's next fight.
Did you say Balboa was better, man? Do you believe he's better?
Of course not. We can't talk to you, huh?
What are you going to fight for the next fight, Tommy?
Man, what the hell happened in there? I won the damn title and these people think I'm a bum. Man, why didn't you take it from me in there?
Oh, listen to me. When the press is right, they're right.
Right? Man, I'm as good as Babbo ever was. I don't give a damn what they say. And I'm tired of being called a damn robot, too.
Listen to me, Tommy Gunn. You can't fight the press. I can't fight the dog with the press.
And as long as they got Balboa on the brain, he'll always be champ. The man fought wars in the ring.
Tommy, face facts. You're in his shadow. I don't know if there's any way out.
Man, this is your old man talking.
No. Listen to me. There's a way for you to get the respect you deserve, but what you got to do is challenge Balboa to fight man to man.
That's right. Georgia can set this fight up abroad in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, it'd be the greatest fight ever. Teacher against student, old lion against young lion. And it's the only way you're ever going to get peace of mind, because believe me when I tell you, that press is going to hound you with that man's legend for as long as you dare to wear boxing gloves. You got to get him into that ring, Tommy Gunn, or you're going to be in question like you heard tonight for the rest of your life. Then you're going to start to ask yourself, could I really take him? Am I really good enough? Do people really think I'm a cheap carbon copy or a second-rate pretender who only got a shot because of my skin tone? Got to challenge that man to fight Tommy Gunn. And if he refuses, then you gotta insult him. You gotta dog him. You gotta humiliate him. You gotta do whatever you got to do to get him into that ring. But that's what you got to do.
Inside Andy's bar, Paulie and Rocky play pinball.
Okay, blast off, roll and silver. And now, hey, Andy, flippers ain't flipped it. You're Andy.
Hey, that machine cost me a fortune.
Yeah, well, it costed me a fortune too, you know.
Rocky Balboa.
What the hell was that?
Rocky Balboa, there's a man out here wishing to speak with you. Rocky Balboa!
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, look, you need some help?
No, guys, ain't no pie eating contest.
Oh, look what's in the street.
Yo, Tommy, what are you doing here? You ought to be out there celebrating, right?
Man, I'm challenging you to a fight. Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Fight?
That's right.
You're coming down here with these people asking me if I want to throw hands with you? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, that's what it's about. And I ain't nobody's robot. Nobody's boy. Now you're accepting the challenge or you're yellow.
He has no class. Come on, bro. Hey, there's no class. Come on.
Rocky's friends take him back inside the bar.
Hey, your boy ain't him, you know. You want to shoot some meatball or something?
Hey! Man, I ain't through talking with you yet.
Hey, look, Tommy, I ain't got no more to say to you, okay? Look, I just want good things for you.
Oh, hell, you did. And you're only in this for the money.
Money?
Yeah, I'm tired of walking around in your shadow, man. People call me your robot.
You thought I was in this for the money, Tommy? You know, we were supposed to be like brothers. You know, you don't remember that? You don't know this, man. You got a deception going here. This guy here, he was using you for the bait. He wants to get you and me in the ring. That's what he wants us to fight each other, you know, to make the money, right? He don't care about you. Tommy don't care about me neither. Right?
Come on, come on. Yeah. Enough of the fantasy. Let's talk reality. Rocky Balboa, are you prepared to accept Tommy Gunn's challenge?
Tommy.
All right.
Hey! Hey, man, I would have taken you anytime.
Hey, Tommy, you're a piece of garbage, you know that?
Hey, this ain't none of your business.
Ain't none of my business.
Hey, come on, boy.
Ain't none of my business.
Boy, forget about it.
The man spit blood for you, put your head in his own family, and you bring these rat bums around here.
Tommy,
huh? Tommy, dignity? Fuck him, making your shot, you know that? He's the real champ. You're just a goddamn joke. Now, just get out of here.
Tommy,
the
Tommy, come on,
Tommy punches poorly.
What?
Break your head on that bummer. What are you right then, huh?
Paul, are you okay?
You should have left him on the street where you found him.
Get off me, man!
Right out of here, huh? Now, Merlin!
Quit!
Merlin,
get him out of here! Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Get him out of here, Merlin!
Tommy!
Get off me!
Now, you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
No, no. In the ring! In the ring! Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring! Come on, let's get out of here.
My ring's outside.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Come on!
Rocky and Tommy walk outside. All the people spill out of the bar to watch.
Balboa is a street fighter. You a prize fighter. Don't be a damn
fool. Hey, you don't know me!
Take it easy, Tommy!
You don't know me!
Take it easy!
Nobody does! You want my respect,
Tommy? We'll come and get it. Come on,
Rocky.
Rocky punches Tommy, slugging at his head until he ends up in amongst the rubbish bins in a heap. Tommy doesn't make a single punch.
I loved you, man. You know that? You and me were supposed to be like this, Tommy. You blew it. You.
Rocky runs out of words. He is so disappointed. He walks away.
Lucky punch, but he's a street fighter. And I told you never to fight a street fighter fight. So come on, let's get out of here. Come on, come on.
You're always a champ, Rocky. Great.
Tommy comes at Rocky from behind, punching him in the back. Then he proceeds to punch people from the bar. Grabbing Rocky, Tommy punches him in the face over and over, sending him onto the bonnet of a car. He pulls him off and half carries, half pushes him through a fence and out onto the street. The people and a cameraman who is filming it all follow. Back at the house, Robert alerts his mother. A sequence of flashbacks and hallucinations.
Rocky, Rocky, you gotta get up.
Come on, get up! Rocky, go! Go!
Don't you worry, Rocky.
Get up one more round!
is sky hard.
Come on, come on.
He's no machine. I can hear no bell. Get up, you son of a bitch. Mickey loves you.
Rocky, whose brain has been affected, snaps out of his flashbacks and struggles to his feet as Tommy is led away by Duke and the woman.
Yo, Tommy! I didn't hear no bell!
Tommy!
One more round.
Don't get back! Come on, get back! Why?
Tommy!
You don't need this! Tommy! You lose, you're finished!
I got one more round. Come on! I'm not gonna knock you out this time. I'm gonna put you through the street. One more round.
Come on, Rocky! Rocky, come on, Rocky!
Rocky puts Tommy in an arm lock and punches the back of his head. Tommy falls back, but is helped up by the crowd.
Come on, Tommy.
Tommy runs at Rocky, knocking them both over. Rocky pulls Tommy's leg, tripping him up. Tommy punches Rocky in the stomach, spins him, and punches him in the back. Tommy swipes at Rocky, who ducks. Rocky swings Tommy into a fence again and again. Duke rages at the destruction of his fighter. As Tommy bounces back, Rocky slams his fist into his face.
Touch me in our suit.
All right, Rocky, it's
done. What in the hell are you doing? Get up! What in the hell?
As Rocky is led away, Tommy runs at him again from behind, knocking him to the floor. Tommy grips Rocky around the waist, lifting and squeezing him. Robert pushes through the crowds. Rocky spins and grabs Tommy, lifting him high to slam him down onto his side amongst the bins. Rocky gets up and adopts the boxer's pose, fists up, guarding his face. Rocky clearly has the upper hand, punching Tommy over and over in the face. Tommy starts winning, smashing into Rocky's face. Adrian appears in the crowd.
Rocky! Come on, Jeff, go for it!
Rocky gets a punch back at Tommy's face. Rocky pummels Tommy in the stomach again and again. Until he finally floors him with an uppercut. The crowd go wild, and Adrian and Robert hold him up.
Adrian, you're right. You're right.
God damn. Holy in America.
Hey, Rock! Y'all classed the bomb, huh?
Don't.
Judgment, I'll sue.
Come on, pug. Touch me now, Sue.
Rocky squeezes his hand to a fist and contemplates whilst Duke smiles at the crowd. Rocky gives him an almighty blow to the stomach, sending him back onto the bonnet of the car. The priest appears in the crowd.
Rocky! Rocky! La porta!
Hey, yo, father!
Dio te benedica!
I love him when he does that.
The priest makes the sign of the cross as Rocky and his family walk away through the crowds. The image of the priest, his hands held high, melts into the mirror image of the statue of Rocky with his arms up. Rocky and Robert run up the famous steps to the statue where Rocky used to run.
Come on, Dad, you can do better than that.
No way.
I don't know. It's like these steps keep growing taller every year. My goodness. Whew. Look at this thing, kid. As long as this thing is here, Pigeons is always going to have a place to sit, right? I can't believe it, you know. This is where it all started for me, kid. Running up and down these steps, you know.
Dad.
Here, yeah.
Dad, we're going to be late.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with your ear?
What's wrong with it?
You got something growing here. You got like a bump.
What bump?
This bump.
Rocky magics from Robert's ear the chain with the boxing glove on it.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, you deserve it. Thank you for being born. Thank you.
What do you think?
You knew me?
Well, you look like the daughter that I always wanted.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yo. Hey, don't punch me. I'm getting brittle as it is. Look at this, you know? I've been running up and down these steps for 20 years, and I never knew there was valuable pictures in this building, you know?
Well, you're never too old to learn something new.
Yeah.
You're gonna love Picasso.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love almost everybody.
They walk towards the art gallery, away from the statue of Rocky in the triumphant pose of a champion, dark against the bright, sunny city sky. The end.
These battered hands are all you own. This broken heart is turned to stone. Go hang your glory on the wall. There comes a time when castles fall. This coat that fits you like a glove. These dirty streets you learn to love. So welcome back, my long-lost friend. You've been to hell and back again. And God alone knows how you crossed that span. Back on the beat, back to the start. Trust in your heart, that's the measure of a man. It's the fire in the eyes, the lines on the hand. It's the things you understand. Purple the ties from which you once ran. That's the measure of a man. You come full circle, now you're home. Without the gold, without the chrome. And this is the way you've always been. You had to lose so you could win. And rise above your troubles while you can. Now you can love, now you can lose, now you can choose. Not the measure of a man. It's the fire in the eyes, the light on the hand. It's the things you understand. The perfect ties from which you once ran. That's the measure of a man. Come full circle, now you're home. Without the gold, without the crown. This is where you've always been. You had to lose so you could win. Rise above your troubles while you can. Now you can love. Now you can lose, now you can choose. That's the measure of a man.